Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting second. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Charlie Robertson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. And now, play ball. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welsh for the out. Richborg moves to second. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevenson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hartnett trying to get to home. Welsh throws the ball into Hagen, who tags Hartnett, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Fragaugh moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Moore steals second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Cooney reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooney scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Webb moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-1 in the game. High hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Fernier reaches second base with a double. High moves to third. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High scores. Fournier scores. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bancroft for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hagen takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Hagen moves to second. It's 3-2, Braves. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson throws the ball into Beck, who tags Moore trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hagen scores. Robertson moves to third. It's 4-2, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Welsh hits a pop-up towards short. Cooney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. High hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 2 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cooney hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevenson is hit by the pitch. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vernier hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Vernier reaches second base with a double. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw can't make a play. That's a base hit. Vernier moves to third. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-2 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it and throws to home. Hartnett drops the ball. Vernier scores. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Braves. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hagen strikes out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Bancroft moves to second. Luther Roy now pitching. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roy fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fragaw hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott pinch hits for Luther Roy. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. High settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Richborg moves to second. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hartnett. Richborg moves to third. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. High hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to home to get Richborg. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Vernier hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. Cooney moves to second. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooney moves to third. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-3 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Welsh, who is chasing the ball. Grimm reaches third base with a triple. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. It's 5-3, Braves. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fraga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Fraga reaches second base with a double. Hartnett moves to third. George Mogridge now pitching. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Tony Kaufman. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-4 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett scores. Fraga moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Braves. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Osborne now pitching. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Welsh reaches second base with a double. Richborg moves to third. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. High is hit by the pitch. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Fernier hits a fly ball towards right. Webb catches it and throws to home to double up Richborg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Scott pinch hits for Earl Webb. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.